Boulder County commissioners held a meeting this week to discuss making it illegal for homeless populations to engage in activities of daily living on Boulder County-owned land. If caught doing so, the new ordinance would allow law enforcement to escort the individuals off the land. Commissioners did not discuss housing for homeless populations. They will hold a virtual public meeting to discuss a possible new ordinance today at 9:30 a.m. For a link to the meeting, visit boco.gov. Coloradans now have the option to apply for a voucher that allows them to donate organs in exchange for transplant priority for themselves or family members. After donating an organ, donor organ needs get moved to the top of the transplant list. According to the Denver Post, Tyler Coleman of Denver was the first person to donate a kidney through Colorado's voucher system. He wanted to make sure that if his diabetic wife needed a new kidney sometime down the line, she would get it. Through the voucher, one essentially gets credit if they waited for 4 years or more on a wait list. On average, a recipient can wait anywhere from 2 to 7 years for a kidney to become available. Congressman Joe Neguse announced Wednesday that the city of Boulder will receive a $750,000 grant from the Outdoor Recreation Legacy Partnership Program to develop a 7-acre parcel of land into a new public park. The new space in North Boulder will be known as Violet Park and will include attractions such as a playground, a plaza, and a community garden. Funding for the grant comes through a program administered by the Land and Water Conservation Fund to create new outdoor recreation spaces and restore existing parks in urban areas and in economically underserved communities. The Biden administration's plans to reinstate oil and gas leases on public lands have prompted administrative protests in multiple states. KGNU's Jimmy Searfoss has more.
Climate and environmental activists across the country are calling on the Biden administration to walk back plans to lease out 144,000 acres of public land for oil and gas extraction. The majority of acreage is in Wyoming, but the entirety is spread across 8 states. The activists want the Biden administration to keep a promise to restrict fossil fuel leasing on public lands and implement a transition to green energy. FossilFuelTreaty.org, an organization dedicated to reducing the usage of fossil fuels to combat climate change, says the full development of the world's fossil fuels would increase the world's temperature by 1.5 degrees Celsius. Biden, whose campaign called for an ending of oil drilling on federal lands, instituted the lease to increase American energy production and lower gas prices. According to an analysis of federal data by the Center of Biological Diversity, the Biden administration has approved more drilling permits in 2021 than the Trump administration did in its first year. For KGNU, I'm Jimmy Searfoss.
Students at Denver's North High School are planning to walk out of classes again today to call for the rehiring of a popular teacher. School administrators placed English teacher Tim Hernandez on leave for the remainder of the school year after students walked out last Friday to protest a school decision to not rehire the teacher next year. Today's walkout falls on the same day as the Denver Board of Education meeting with a public comment component. Phone customers may get a new area code in the metro area. Luis Licon from KGNU has more.
Starting June 7th, telephone customers in the Denver metropolitan area will be getting a new area code. Due to high demand for telephone numbers, residents in the 303 and 720 area codes will now be getting the 938 number. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission have previously said that the 303 and 720 area codes are projected to run out in the fourth quarter of 2022. All three-digit numbers can still be dialed during the change, like 911, 811, 211, and 411. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
Although we'll be experiencing warm weather with partly cloudy skies, expect a significant drop in temperature tonight and even some rain and wet snow. Temperature may even drop to the 20s. In Boulder, a high near 86 and a low around 40. In Denver, a high near 88 and a low around 42. In Fort Collins, a high near 87 and a low around 41. Outside the Boulder studio, it's 62 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.